From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NATO allies are discussing whether the death of Muammar Gaddafi will also mean the end of their mission in Libya. Terry Schultz reports NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels today.
French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé says in a radio interview that NATO's job in Libya is finished. But Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen has only said that moment is now closer.
Finally, Libya can close this long, dark chapter in its history and turn over a new page. We will terminate our mission in coordination with the United Nations and the National Transitional Council.
NATO ambassadors will be getting a military assessment from the Supreme Allied Commander, U.S. Admiral James Stavridis. He's expected to recommend an end to the seven-month mission, but may also suggest maintaining air and sea surveillance for a short period while the situation in Libya stabilizes. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg is joining world leaders in praising the international effort that helped bring down Muammar Gaddafi. He says the NATO alliance proved its effectiveness.
We protected civilians. We were able to stop Gaddafi of killing his own people. And I think it shows that we are able to implement decisions by the UN and by the NATO, and that's important in itself.
Stoltenberg spoke at the White House after an Oval Office meeting with President Obama. Europe is also focusing on the continent's debt crisis today. Hopes for a wide-ranging solution have faded ahead of an important European Union summit this weekend. Germany and France remain at odds over key issues. From the German financial capital of Frankfurt, NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports they're now calling for a second summit for later next week.
Paris and Berlin are at loggerheads over how to best use the massive Eurozone bailout fund. The French are pushing to turn the fund, known as the European Financial Stability Facility, into a kind of bank that would have access to unlimited funds from the European Central Bank. The ECB, under this plan, would then agree to continue to buy up debt of at-risk countries. The French believe this is the only way out of the debt crisis. But Germany and others remain strongly opposed to that, arguing, among other things, that it's against EU treaties and creates a dangerous precedent. Now, Sunday's EU meeting in Brussels, the first of two next week, looks to offer only more minor incremental proposals, not the comprehensive plan to save the Eurozone that European politicians had previously promised. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Frankfurt.
Worries over the debt crisis in Europe helped send Asian stocks lower today, but Europe's main stock markets all opened higher on hopes that European leaders will come to a decision on what to do about debt-troubled Greece. The Senate will likely see more parts of the big jobs bill Congress recently rejected. President Obama and Senate Democrats are offering up individual pieces of the measure for separate votes, but they hit a setback last night. Republicans turned away a measure aimed at helping state and local governments avoid layoffs of teachers and first responders. Republicans say it's a taxpayer-funded bailout. You're listening to NPR News. World Series is tied at one game apiece after a dramatic rally last night by the Texas Rangers. Texas beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1, and as NPR's Tom Goldman reports from St. Louis, the Rangers' victory left the crowd of 46,000-plus at Busch Stadium stunned.
Everything was going right for the Cards. 25-year-old starting pitcher Jaime Garcia was great in his World Series debut. For a second night in a row, pinch hitter Alan Craig put St. Louis ahead with an RBI single. But then, down 1-0, Texas pulled off what Cardinals manager Tony La Russa called a classic ninth-inning comeback, starting with a stolen base by the Rangers' Ian Kinsler.
Took guts and they executed it, so they did a lot of good things. Tip my cap to them.
After the stolen base, the Rangers' Elvis Andrus hit a single, which he stretched to a double after a St. Louis defensive mistake. Then two straight sacrifice flies scored Kinsler and Andrus. The teams play the next three games in Texas. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.
The talks between NBA players and owners aimed at resolving their labor dispute have broken off. The two sides have been meeting with a federal mediator, but they remain divided over revenues and the structure of a salary cap system. NBA Labor Relations Chair Peter Holt says both sides are trying to remain optimistic despite the gulf.
I think, at least from my point of view, that both sides, for lack of a better term, felt stuck. You know, again, if this had been at the start of the negotiations, or let's say even the middle of it, but after 45 meetings, 2 years, what has it been, 30, 40 hours, that, you know, we'd kind of worn each other out.
The season was supposed to start at the beginning of next month, but the first 2 weeks have been canceled, and this latest impasse raises the likelihood that even more games will be scrapped. This is NPR News.